Welcome to Old Trafford, Niger Branch.
Home of sly tackles, red cards, yellow cards, and 93rd minute screamers from outside the box.
Home to sure 3 points, trebles, and all Niger Red Devils around the world.
We are defenders, the vex, and strikers, I date ye.
So, adjust your shin guard, tie your boots, and increase your volume small.
Ready?
Now let the match day begin.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the RTTV podcast. My name is Jija of the 5-star Megastar General, and today I have some very exciting members of the RTTV group in the house. I am not going to be hosting alone. I'll be hosting with Hilary, aka Asoninen, aka Ralph. This guy has so many AKAs, it's even confusing us here. So together we're going to be hosting the show. Hilary, please speak to the audience and introduce yourself properly.
Good evening, everybody. How now be? How now day? This is your annoying black host, Hilary, aka Raphael, aka Sunime, aka anything I want to call out.
Wow. All right. So it is your annoying black host and your 5-star megastar general. And with us in the house, we have David Dennis, aka Ayomide. Welcome, David.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. And we also have Auntie Onana, aka Eddie. Welcome on board, Eddie.
Hi, guys. It's great to be here.
And last but not the least, we have, if I'm not mistaken, the great uncle, the Mourinho stan, Uncle Priye.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. I don't have any AKA. But I'm glad to be here.
All right.
You have an AKU, but I'm not mentioning.
All right. So quickly, let's start with the obvious question. Quickly, one after the other. What do you guys think about tonight's game? I'll start with my co-host, actually. Hilary.
Wow. Where do I start from? First of all, the lineup. Hey, God, We've complained, yet Bruno is still playing right wing. Okay? We leave the right wing. Enter midfield. We played Medre and Hannibal. Good. Noala. Kudos to you. Then you played Mark Talentless. For what reason? Best known to you. We move. I'm enter defense.
All right.
I won't lie. Evans superseded my expectations. He did well today. Kudos to him. My elder, na Agba. So, Ingo show one or two workings. Kudos. But overall gameplay was wrong. It was abysmal. It was just shaky. It was all over the place. No pattern. It was just weird and sad to see, to be honest.
All right. So, let's move to the next person. In person of David Dennis, Ayomide. Let's hear you. What do you think?
I will not say this performance was good by any stretch of imagination, but at least a win is a win. And then I'm happy we came away with the point. There was the win and 3 points. But notwithstanding, the match was not particularly much. It was just all over the place. But at least we won, so that's the most important thing.
So 3 points assured, that's the most important thing. Fair enough.
Yeah, I would rather have 3 points than one or zero.
Okay. Eddie
Onana.
Our number one did not commit any error today. At least not any harmful error.
My God. Eddie Onana.
What do you think?
Tonight's game was a total debacle. Even if I say, let me use the lineup because we are plagued by injuries and all of that. The match was hell, even according to numbers. How are we getting outplayed by Burnley? Burnley.
That was the exact same thing I was thinking.
Burnley has more completed passes than our total number of passes. We made 400 passes in total. Burnley had 557 completed passes. How?
Wow.
Man,
see, in Omar Miss voice, if you ask me, yeah, who I go ask?
I'm keeping my anger under the roof because
okay for now.
Me this.
Okay. We'll come back to you. We'll get to the regular culprits, but for now, let me just leave you there.
So I think this was a very terrible game, abysmal in performance. But unfortunately, or maybe I would say fortunately, Manchester United's scoreline in the last two games have not reflected their performance. So we played poorly, but we got the 3 points. In the last game with Bayern, we played poorly, but we were able to score 3 goals. So for some reason, the performances are not matching up with, you know, the end result. But it was a very bad game, and I mean, I can only hope for more of the same.
Uncle Priya, yeah. When you're speaking, I can't feel the passion. You're saying we played poorly, but we got the 3 points. You need to say this thing with anger.
I'm not violent now. I'm not violent. You know, I'm a peaceful king. I'm peaceful now. You know what's going to happen here? Eddie is going to bring the energy. I'm going to keep it cool.
I'm a peaceful person, no. Everybody knows.
Today you're sounding angry, but I can't complain.
Please, let's ask the next series of questions. I also believe you know the next important question to ask, and I'll be here to answer as well.
So, let's address the elephant in the room.
Yes, please.
Big issue on ground, right? What is wrong with Marcus Rashford? What exactly is wrong with him?
Let me vent my anger. Can I speak?
Go ahead.
I think that Rashford wasn't ever meant to be a footballer.
Ah,
voila.
a philanthropist.
Thank you. Rashford should be all those people that go to secondary schools, or sorry, in the UK, high school, to tell the children how to be a philanthropist, how to become an entrepreneur, how to not focus on only classroom teachings. You get how to expand your sources of income. I don't understand why you shoot when you're supposed to pass when you're supposed to shoot, and then do none.
I don't know if I agree with that
because to be fair to Rashford, there was a time when Rashford used to come clean for us. You know, Rashford pairing up with Martial used to be very, very intense. We used to have an amazing great game with Rashford and Martial playing side by side. But recently Rashford has started feeling I don't know if the word is irreplaceable, and Ten Hag encourages his performance by not putting us on the bench. This is why I miss old time coaches, because you're not going to do this thing to people like Mourinho or Fergie, you know, as we used to have him. You play terribly in 2 games. You look very, very disconnected from the whole game. You'll be walking up and down the pitch. The ball is literally going to roll past, but you're not going to go after it. My guy, you go sit down for bench.
This is Uncle Priya. I want to confirm. This is Uncle Priya.
No, it's Edwin.
Oh, it's Eddie. Eddie, you. Wait, are you the one that is saying to be fair to Rashford?
No, I'm saying Rashford, when you say he was not meant to be a footballer, I mean Rashford has had good seasons.
He has had good seasons, true.
But recently, now,
are you telling me that
Rashford
because
has been abysmal? Rashford has been poor recently.
Are you saying he forgot how to pass and make decisions because Martial is no longer on the pitch with him? I want to understand where you're coming from.
I don't know. Is he saying that he can't play without Martial?
That's why I'm asking you. Because you were the one that brought up Martial. You're saying that when he used to connect very well with Martial. So, is it that if Martial is not around, then he loses his connection and his brain goes into dormancy or what? I don't understand.
I feel like Rashford is just the one that is not giving what he's supposed to be giving. Rashford is a great player. Come on.
Rashford and Jose are in the same sense.
No, Rashford has potential.
You can be But I feel like Marcus Rashford can do so much more.
Yes, he has potential.
He can do so much more. I just don't understand what is going on with him. Is he disinterested? Does he want
to leave? He's lazy. He's lazy.
He's a bad footballer.
He's lazy.
He's terrible at football.
He's lazy. He's someone that has potential, but he's a bad footballer.
That's the thing. Wait, hold on. Are we still talking about potential at 25?
Exactly. That was my question.
Blackman is 25. You can't be saying potential. He's not good at the sport.
Like, how can you stop at the basic things? Do you know what I think?
Rashford has some skills and some certain, and some managers have exploited it over the years at the detriment of the other aspects. Right, Rashford is fast, so most managers that play Rashford play with the intention of having him latch on counter attack. Right, so with that over the years, I think that has allowed him to neglect and ignore all other aspects of the game. Since he knows that what the manager has made from him is just to launch on counter attacks and goals. So over the years, I think that has affected the game and that reduced the game to basically run and shoot.
But if you are saying it's just run and shoot, even the running, he doesn't run when he needs to run for the team. Okay, who saw the moment today that we almost conceded, thanks to Rashford deciding halfway to stop running and tracking his man?
Not even today. Let's reverse back to the last match. To Bayern. To Brighton, to other matches.
I mean, if you want to go back, you have to be back. Like, even last season.
Today's one was, God, I felt bad. Like, hello, in the middle of the game, you are running, you just stop running halfway. Like, it's as if something, my guy, stop running. What did they worry? Where they go?
Or like, when they play game, you come up with stuff from your head, you just stop.
Thank you. Exactly. Like PS2.
Just change. Like, and forget Rashford there. Let us go for the organ. So, Ten Hag the mad.
Thank you. I'm awake.
Because
I am awake. Because,
no. See, me, I'll be doing. Let me keep it first. I'll address it later. Oh boy, the cup don't fool. Because first of all, you make wrong changes. You're making sub 89th minute, 89th minute. Why? Second, you play players in the wrong positions. Why is your number 10 playing right in? Why?
I'll tell you why. Because he signed a sexual assaulter.
Make them go to play center back.
Guys,
see, Bruno has in less than 1 week, Bruno has played as a center back, as a left back, as a right wing forward.
They say
even as a defensive midfielder.
The difference between being stubborn and actually allowing your stubbornness to work and just being a hothead and also being very... You don't say you're stubborn. The people who are supposed to treat their mess up is they play. Like, Rashford goes for 3 games, he's still getting a call-up start game. We all agree. Garnacho is not... Maybe can't start a full match. I agree. But bro, sometimes let these boys chop bench. Let them feel that you are not unbeatable, irreplaceable. Because why... Wait till Rashford don't gain. Wait till he don't prove. We make a free say in get 50k should apart. Why they feel like Cameron? Why? Because say they feed people from Kano to Katsina. They give them textbook and small chops.
I believe this will change the day Ten Hag decides to bench Rashford. If you bench Rashford consistently for 3 games, this thing, if you don't change, make you go sleep. Because what is this? What are you doing?
Yeah. I have a theory. It might be wrong. My brothers, hear me out. I feel say bud don't make him that boy. So now why Ten Hag as a player? You know, scenario team, we suffer under Mourinho that year, where they say Mourinho won't sell Marshall, but they say Joe Glazer likes Marshall. You remember the whole drama that period? Yes.
That was true. I remember.
He can't enter Pogba Matana. Pogba and Mourinho get falling out. You dress with Mala, come to something else. Mourinho sack. If you remember that period, when Carrick now took over, the same Pogba was dancing and celebrating the dress. That is gone many. Carrick can't clear. I don't know if you can remember that period. The club, they give players special powers over coaches. Now, why coaches no fit they enforce their hand? Because why on earth will somebody feel he's bigger than the club? Why? What have you done? What have you achieved? What have you gained? Because they chop 350k a week. Why will we give Rashford 350k a week? On what basis? What has he achieved?
Exactly. 350k a week. For 5 years.
our board is it's culpable for some of this behavior.
Sancho is earning 350k for what?
Someone that hasn't done anything.
Someone that hasn't done anything. Sancho is high maintenance now. Allow him, man. He's a fine boy.
Forget maintenance. Let's face football for crying out loud.
Why are you supposed to be a footballing club now?
And then he comes out to say that he's a victim.
But wait, can I come in there? Can I come in there?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Right. So, while I always maintain that I do not support what Sancho has done, we cannot also pretend that what he's doing is entirely wrong.
No.
Hold on, sorry. Let me continue. Let me just get my point across.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Right, we bought this guy under this Sancho guy, under Ole, right?
We bought him as a right winger.
And we did not play him
under Ole.
Because Ole himself did already know what he was doing, right? So, under Raf, there was, like, I think, Sancho picked up for under Raf a little bit. And then Ten Hag came. Immediately he came, he brought an individual player, which is never going to play for Sancho.
Rashford, on the other hand, I don't know what Rashford has on Erik Ten Hag. But even before Erik Ten Hag came, he has been waxing lyrical about Rashford. So, obviously, you know that he has a thing for Rashford. I don't know what he's doing. But he likes Rashford, and therefore he will not bench Rashford. And we have all seen that. All right, I don't think that is doubt. I think everybody can see that no matter what Rashford does, Rashford will not get to play. So if you are a Sancho, right, how do you get into that?
Yeah, but I am telling you, as a matter of fact, that no matter what Sancho does, I don't want to know the hard work he puts into. I don't support his attitude. I want that to be clear. I don't support his attitude. But at the same time, there's nothing he can do to get into that team. Even when Rashford wasn't playing well, Rashford was 19.
The truth still remains, yes, what Sancho was uncalled for, I agree. But no one can deny that his pain is actually justified. Because yes. Anthony Gogba will play nonsense the next game. If Anthony does start, he will play Bruno as right wing. Why?
Exactly. Like, I feel like, I don't know. For some reason, it does not return. I mean, when he was at Ajax, he was playing football, like football that you love to sit down and watch. But I don't know what has changed in the man since he has been at the club.
I feel teams here, yeah, teams vary, because Ajax compared to Man United is not a big club, if you get my point.
Yeah.
Well, they have a better structure than United.
Definitely, but in terms of big, if you get my point, they're not as big as United. So he was able to control, manage, and do things to his will at Ajax. Now, coming over United, which has a very stupid, past very stupid owners, messed up board of directors, messed up staffs, who have picked favorites in this board. Okay, let us not deny now that any coach coming into United now will obviously look like crap for the kind of player he is. His abilities, every coach will like Rashford. He's fast, he's skillful, he can. He's an attacker. He's what you want to know. Yes.
I'm sorry, it's not what me I want in my.
We are here to support the coach now.
I mean, we can support the coach. We can support the coach without agreeing.
We can.
Normal. I just feel the owners have tied his hand in the sense that you must play this one. You must not drop this one. This one must be.
But sorry, when I saw him on the touchline today, his hands were not tied.
They go and cough and go.
Let me also come in. I know we as Man United fans, we have the Glazers are part, right? We want them done. But at the same time, let us learn to apply some blame to who the blame is due, right? We cannot blame the team selection on the Glazers. The Glazers, they have their own blame, they have their own fault. But let us keep them separate. So the last fault, I believe, is that he is stubborn. And I know this because even Ajax fans, when you ask them, they tell you, they let you know that the man is stubborn. Like, it didn't just start yesterday. He has been stubborn right from time. It is very, very well known. So, that's the first problem. The second problem is that he has placed his foot on wrong players. you as a manager, Rashford is your best player, your go-to player. It means the kind of football you want to play is counter-attack. Because Rashford cannot play any other type of football. And that's a fact.
So basically trying to create a tactic that will favor him.
That's the only thing Rashford can play. I mean, have you seen Rashford play any other type of football?
Let's even say
Ten Hag wants to play the transition football that he's been claiming he wants to play. Why will your first signing in a window like this be Mason Mount? I sit down every day and I ask myself, why is that particular team?
Ayomide will kill Ten Hag.
Because in two games giving us what Mason Mount has not given us since we signed him.
Exactly. See, and I assure you, I can, like, of course, everybody is a genius in hindsight. But I can tell you for a fact, I mean, but, Amad and this other guy, Pelistri, would have done the same thing that Anthony did for that season. So that's another 18 million pounds.
If not more. I have an unpopular opinion, and I want us to discuss it here. So I'm just going to drop it to the house, and I want to hear what everybody thinks. Now, nobody should drag me. This is just my opinion. No concern, Una. Me, oh,
because
me, I think that personally, I feel like Ole is actually a better coach than now. Just trophy. Now they use nobody. This is my opinion. What do you guys think?
Okay, let me ask you a question, man. What was Ole's style of play? What was his pattern?
Ole was also heavy on transition football, and we could see it. Most of the kind of goals we scored.
Ole is back in my view.
Why
we not make up in almost 80 minutes?
Okay, so what I think is that Erik ten Hag is actually a way better manager than Ole. But I think since he has come to Man U, he has changed. Like, he has changed from his regular way of playing football. To, I don't know why. I cannot explain why he has decided to change. But now, this
did
is...
Bring him to change? Did we bring him to mind to change? We brought him...
That's another thing I wonder. We brought him because we liked the kind of football you were playing. And then you came in and you know one thing? Sorry, let me just say this one thing. Erik ten Hag is trying to do something he does not know how to do. Because if it is this transition football we want to play, then we should have stuck with Ole. Because Erik ten Hag does not know how to do this transition football.
That one saved it.
Like, because if you under knew Ole, that...
Under Ole,
yeah.
We knew that we were going to be possessed by above average teams. But one was sure. As possessed as we were, they couldn't really break our defense as much. One. Secondly,
and then when we get to the
they were always set to come out and attack us. Because they always knew that the moment they come out to attack, transition football, we were so good. Since we are in your post, and next thing, your net is shaking. It is the fact. But, and we were scoring plenty goals. We were free scoring.
You want to do transition football with Rashford?
It was successful.
Isn't that
Rashford had double figures, Martial had double figures, Greenwood, you guys remember?
Yeah.
Yep.
Greenwood had 17, Martial and Rashford had 22, 23, I think, thereabouts.
Let's talk about tonight's games by numbers. Let me show you how terrible tonight's game was. Burnley had 62% possession.
Can you imagine?
How will Burnley be having 62% possession against United? It is terrible.
62% possession. Burnley has 88% pass accuracy.
88%.
I said this the other day. I said our first game
we
of
had
the season,
80%.
Our first game
basically, yeah,
at Old Trafford, Wolves collected our midfield. How can Wolves be controlling a game at Old Trafford?
We made 320 complete passes. Wolves made 557 complete passes. Over 200 complete passes. What were we playing? What exactly was going on that pitch?
That's a consequence of transition football. You know, like you guys
How many transition with transition? 11 shots, 4 on target.
That's what transition
is. Oh my god.
You run forward and you run backward.
I disagree that that's the consequence. So I disagree. I don't agree. Because still, I keep making reference to Ole because he's the closest to transition football we've come. During Ole's period, one of our biggest challenges was that against small teams, we couldn't break them down. We were possessing them. Yeah. It was against big teams that we were against teams like City and the likes. But against all these mid-table, low-table teams, there is no way that they will press us and be collecting mid-table. Yeah. What is that? What is that? And you're telling me that that's
the possible mid-table.
Bolly is fighting.
What are you saying? They are talking about Bolly. Nottingham Forest played us like with 10 men and they basically pressed us.
Nottingham Forest were pressing us with 10 men. All this could never have happened under Ole. It never did. It never happened.
No. Let's not rewrite history, please. Ole was not.
I'm not saying Ole was the guy. What I'm saying is, if this is the best that Ten Hag can offer to us, you would have just stuck with Ole.
That's the thing. I don't think this is the best he can offer to us. I think it's from an identity crisis. It's
but quite it's not, to do something like that.
That is why I said if your stubbornness know your work, you go drop
formation out. Same formation you played against Brighton at home. Brighton dealt with us, played us like prime Barcelona. You brought the same formation to come and face Burnley. It is not working. You have Pellistri, a right winger, a very young body right winger that is hungry. He's hungry. You benched him against Brighton, but you played him, you started him against Bayern.
They now benched him against Burnley.
They now benched him against Burnley. You could have started a Medbury against Brighton and benched Eriksen so that your midfield will have energy to defend. But what did you do? You started Eriksen.
Eriksen says, Mo talk through.
He's half man now. He's half human being.
Philip says we should start bringing this to a close. I'm just very glad that we won today's game. Because if we are drawn to
Palace on Wednesday, we have Palace Carabao Cup on Wednesday.
If we how play we this win that against game? Palace,
how will we win that game?
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Because
on the right side, we have players coming back.
We don't have a left back.
It's not about the players coming back. It's about playing them. Ten Hag is too stubborn. He's too
stubborn. The man is stubborn. Like, the
a player will come back from injury. Then how we say he's not fully fit? What do you mean by
no?
What are you saying?
See the particular one. I won't hold him to it. Because we both know Varane has noodle legs.
No, I'm not talking about Varane actually. Varane, he's not playing now.
Amrabat has not played a single club football since after Conference League final. I was expecting you to play him today. At least play him against Crystal Palace. So you get.
Well, I think for him to play against Crystal Palace, he has to play.
Why didn't Martial play today's game? The way he played well against Bayern, I expect that even if he doesn't start, some point in the game, remove Rashford. Since you are playing double striker up front, put Martial. He's a better link-up player than Rashford can ever. Bring him on.
Yeah, but Martial does not have the legs anymore.
That's why I said bring him on second half. Bring him on second half. Around 70 minutes. Ten Hag made his first change today. How will you make change 87 minutes?
He can't bring Amrabat forever.
There was one before. Baran was before that time.
He brought his guy.
Okay, Baran came because this guy was injured. Regular was injured.
Yeah, regular.
Then the next change you make, you made it 87 minutes. You brought on Amrabat to play left back.
But just for me personally, I think Rashford might be what will eventually get Erik ten Hag sacked.
No, that's what I think so too.
If we had known, for us go PSG.
I was saying
that time that Sir Rashford collect your money and buy another winger. You guys,
as far as I'm.
For me, as far as I'm concerned, if a player's only ability is pace and shots, for me, that kind of player is not a complete player.
We have seen many of them come and go.
If this is the only thing that Rashford can offer, we should have kept Daniel James. There's no point telling Daniel James. Because he's more hardworking.
No, Daniel James' move was political. James' move was political.
He will keep his head down and run for you. He will die on the pitch for you.
James' move was political. Was Oga the top refused?
Because right now, this current Rashford has no difference with Daniel James, as far as I'm concerned.
No,
this current
difference.
Right now, this particular Rashford has
James
no difference.
Is hard
fact, Daniel James is faster.
It's hard work. Yes, that's faster now.
Exactly. He will track back. He will
Rashford
he will change the position.
Rashford has the amazing.
Now, shots will be fine.
How many has he scored this season? How many has he scored this season?
I mean, see, though, I know Rashford has not scored this season, but I guarantee you that he's going to have another 4-5 this season.
Man,
and
he'll
score
and that will be good for you. Okay, leave this season. Last season.
Yeah. Last season, I was saying it too now, last season.
Yes, Rashford's he was always
scoring, but because he's scoring,
Where are all the goals that he scored last season?
Nah, greed, still genius. Only you want to by yourself.
And another thing.
We are picking the person that was feeding him.
This issue.
Because till tomorrow, I will not understand how Bruno created 33 chances for only Rashford and ended the season with less than 10 assists.
He created 36. He created 36 chances. This season alone, Haaland has created at least 5 chances for Rashford.
So, where is the scoring that they are saying Rashford is always scoring? Why me? I know they see the scoring.
It's not the scoring, it's the shots. I mean, if you play so many shots, there's a very, very good chance that a few of them will
move. There is a difference between shot making and having common sense.
Obviously. But Rashford is not that guy. I'm sorry.
You got what you want to pass. You pass or you want to shoot. You want to turn Mrs. Fantastic and penetrate 5 people and pass. Are you Shadow Cat?
See, I'll always bring back that screenshot from the Man U app that said that we all saw Haaland make the run. Please tell me why Rashford is taking on 4 defenders. Okay, what are you? Like, just square the ball to Haaland. He's literally standing right there. But no! My name is Marcus Rashford. I have to do something stupid.
I want to kill the kids. Galmagine on the streets.
Let's quickly move to the last segment of the show, which is the player in focus.
Player in focus.
Yes. So for tonight,
player in focus. Player in focus for me would be Haaland.
So quickly, guys, let's discuss Rasmus Haaland, the player in focus. What do you guys think? So far, so good. His stint in Manchester United.
Well, this is his second full game with us, and can actually the things he is bringing with. Obviously, we did sign him as a raw, finished, or yet improved product. He's a potential, which obviously would improve. And we can clearly see, although he has doubts with which every player has, would improve on. We like, personally, I like his doggedness, his constant pressure, his push. Those wants to be the box, be in the right place at the right time. He gets. So, with more game time, that will improve. My only hope is that Oswald, that boy would see it and feed him more.
Okay.
Because if Oshaka is constantly making those runs, making his presence known in the box, making those moves, I am not thinking, or you choose not to. You are dulling the boy.
And eventually, Brighton might stop.
Because Brighton alone was not off in light. Because he had more than 3 paces to have put the boy in the net. But his fellow attacker was forming one man record.
All right. So, what do you think, David?
So, in my own opinion, I think Rasmus is a decent signing, right? But at the same time, I think he cannot do it alone. So, eventually, probably in January, I think we should go for someone like Ivan Toney, because Anthony Martial cannot be the challenge to Rasmus. Anthony Martial cannot even play, probably play 5 matches. So, we need somebody that can come in and alternate with Rasmus so that we can get the best out of him. We cannot put our whole season on him.
That's clear.
So he's too young for, in my own opinion, for us to play the whole season on him. So I think while he's good, we should give him time to develop. But at the same time, we need somebody that can come in and give us a few goals here and there. So I think we should go for someone like Ivan Toney in January. So we we have two strikers, and then both of them will definitely get big time since we are playing so many matches.
Okay, that's an interesting take. Although I must remind you that, you know, Ivan Toney won't come cheap, and you know the owners of your club, how they are. One. Secondly, okay. Me, I think that if players like Rashford will continue playing the way they're playing, I think I'm actually wishing that Rasmus had stayed at Atlanta, because he's a young, hungry guy, and he needs people that are selfless around him. If he's going to keep having a selfish person close to him, that will refuse to serve him when there's space, then he's going to get frustrated, and you know that what that can do to a very young talent.
Our player in focus, Rasmus Højlund. Like, what's your take on him so far?
On Højlund?
Yes.
I believe Højlund is going to come good. I've seen Højlund play great in for me, so far, knows how to read a game. He knows where to be and when to be there. Højlund starts making a run when he sees you going in that corner, and he expects that you are going to pass. But my organo, they always see him. Everybody has go see him, but Højlund is going to literally set an attack, you know, give the ball to somebody on the wing and run inside. I see him, he's a very proactive player, and I expect that he's going to do good numbers if he gets the ball more often. But personally, I don't know if it's because of, I love the old playing style of the Premier League, where people did not necessarily have to run into the box to shoot and try to wait for square balls, where you play your shots from anywhere. You see the goal, you shoot towards it. I expect that, I don't know, my Manchester United will not start doing that now, because we all want to back out to the post.
This angle you came with here, I think last season or the season before, I and someone actually said this, like, why do you always penetrate the box? We have people who can shoot from outside.
Exactly.
You can't cross.
Tiki-taka for Arsenal and City do that.
Bruno has long shot. Casemiro has long shot.
Have you seen Bruno?
Has long shot.
My God.
Rashford has long shot. Must you
why that team? Inside the 6-yard box? You pass 18-yard box, enter that small box. You miss one, make you climb line.
Oh, why pitch?
Now
we are we're playing things that are low block. You still want the enter. Oh, Benny, why that thing from outside?
I don't know. What is this EPL team's recent obsession with passing the ball into the box? What are you passing? Okay, shoot from outside the team, blind keeper.
Worst case scenario,
keeper disappear.
The keeper catches it. But then he has the option to parry it. He has the option to come off the bar. Best case scenario, he goes in the goal. Nobody's going to kill you as far as he's on target. Not those play shot to the moon type. Play shot to the post.
Was not 2 seasons ago. We were helping McTominay for the same thing. If Scott is his pace, he wiped that thing.
Guys,
he doesn't need to wipe it.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for at this juncture. I think it's time we wrap it up. Eddie, thank you for joining. I am with Dave Hillary, my co-host. I don't know. I opened the show, so Hillary, I think it's only right for.
I close it.
I honestly miss Fred. I don't know why Fred had to go, and we still have Maguire having a Man U number, and Fred had to go. It doesn't make sense.
What? To me, but the body is good. Well, Otis Bini, this was an insightful and very exciting podcast we had today.
This was a great one.
Thanks to my co-host. Thanks to Eddie Pray for coming on. So, inshallah, God keep us alive till Wednesday or Tuesday, that's our next match. We hope we get a 3 point. Even if we play Higi Haka or we play football.
Hopefully we win. Hopefully we win.
Exactly. Anything else from that?
And hopefully we concede. I need us to concede. I'm not concerned about these clean sheets that we are doing.
Don't worry, you'll get your player in focus.
Don't worry, you'll get another.
All right, guys. It was a great one. See you in the next one.
Everybody, a wonderful good night.
All right.
Hope say una enjoy the match, sha.
We don't dribble, oh.
We don't shoot our shots.
We don't tear it.
And we don't put 3 points for pockets. Till next Sunday on Red to the Bones.
Tell your friends, may they come see waiting you save don't see.